Turn our attention to the prophet Nahum, chapter 1, verse 3. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. Mom, how do I get to God? According to an obituary, that was a question asked by a child just 4 days before he died. A 5-year-old child. Sadly, his mother answered him, "I can't tell you how to get there, but if you need to get there, you will know the way." I can't tell you? This is not some insignificant tidbit of trivia. It's the ultimate question of life. Facing the ultimate statistic that one out of one of us will die unless Judgment Day comes first. All of us will face judgment. And yet, I can't tell you? She might have at least recognized the importance of the question by saying, "Well, let's find an answer." And yet what follows is even worse. "You will know the way." You can find it in yourself. This is really a denial that there is an objective, true answer to the question, maintaining instead that you simply discover reality inside of yourself. Suppose the engineer who's building a bridge nearby your community lets it be known in an interview that he's never bothered to study the relative strength of materials, nor the stress and support principles. He just is going to build this bridge according to what he discovers inside of himself. And he's discovered that he's going to build the bridge of spaghetti. Are you going to be the first one to go across that bridge? Thinking, "Well, he discovered it inside of himself. It must be real." This mother's philosophy is called postmodernism. It suggests that there is no objective truth or reality. The only thing that is real is what is inside of you. As our society has moved in this direction of denying objective truth and reality, it has embraced, in many ways, a virtual reality. In video games, TV, movies. And so it's even gotten to the point where what people think is real is explained by movies like The Matrix as being nothing but your imagination. And yet, even in that imaginary world, Leo could not eliminate death. If reality is only what you discover inside of yourself, why can't somebody find a reality that eliminates death? The very cold, stark reality of death facing every one of us drives home how foolish this idea is that you discover reality inside yourself. God says in our text, "I will by no means acquit the wicked." Those words were being addressed, first of all, to the people of Nineveh, as well as now to us. You may recall that Jonah had gone to Nineveh and warned them of the reality of God's judgment, and they repented. And God gave them the one reality that does deliver from death. In Christ Jesus, He forgave their sins. He gave them life. But soon Nineveh had turned back to that presumption that they could determine their own reality. And the Lord warned them again, how they were in that presumption, using the wealth and the power that God had allowed them to accumulate, to tyrannize, to plunder, and to murder. And God patiently waited for them to repent. 150 years of patience. But what does our text say? The Lord is slow to anger, but great in power. For now he came to them speaking through Nahum that judgment was coming. In fact, he challenges them. Fortify your walls, multiply your armies, and see what good it'll do. You will see now the reality of my judgment. He even tells them how the judgment is going to come. Verse 8, with an overwhelming flood. Chapter 2, verse 6, I'm going to open the gates of your river and it'll sweep away your palaces. And so the river and the Babylonians swept Nineveh away from history. That presumption brought such judgment. Unfortunately, like Nineveh, our country's president the other day declared that we've killed bin Laden. America can do anything it sets its mind to. That is reflecting that same wicked presumption that you and I can determine our own reality. It's a path that leads to the fate of Nineveh. Our text says, the Lord will not at all acquit the wicked. But we don't need to point the finger at the president. We need to point it at ourselves. How often do you and I follow that same wicked presumption that I'm going to determine my own reality? We are the wicked who will never be acquitted by our own sinful, wicked reality. But Jesus Christ has established for you and me the one reality that does indeed deliver us from the Lord's judgment. The reality of His holy precious blood that announces to you your sins have been forgiven. The reality of His glorious resurrection that assures eternal life is given. In Him, you have been acquitted, declared the righteous, holy children who have come to God. How can I get to God? Thank God that you do know the answer. The one and only answer, because Jesus Christ Himself has told you, I am the way. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 278, stanzas 1 and 5.